Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Pierce and Jane Howard back on the show. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Pierce, Dr. Pierce Howard, is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which you've seen around many times. I see it all over the place in the bookstores I go to. And one of the things that Pierce and Jane have done over the years has been to help us understand the influence of personality on how we behave, but especially how we need to pay attention to personality, to our personality and the kind of personality we have when we're choosing a profession. And if we're not successful in any particular profession, maybe it's because we've chosen something that doesn't fit our personality. And so they've helped us with that, but there's today, we're going to talk about grit. That's one of the things I know they've got on their mind. What does it take to have the grit, the guts, to be a small business owner? Let's get them in here, see what they have to say. Hi, Pierce. How you doing?
Greetings. Doing fine, thank you.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
One of the things that I have said that we all know, this is as common knowledge, I guess, as anything. It should be, at least. Is knowing that it takes a lot of grit, a lot of guts, a lot of stick-to-itiveness, and a lot of toughness to be a small business owner. At least that's been my experience. Other than raising teenagers, it's the hardest job I've ever done, Jane. What do you think?
I would agree. We've raised two ourselves.
And you're a small business owner, so you know all about this.
We've been small business owners since 1986.
Yeah. So what about grit?
Well, grit is a very interesting behavior. Angela Duckworth, who is a professor at University of Pennsylvania, has studied this construct. She's developed a little questionnaire that only has 12 items on it. And she has found that this thing that we call grit, it predicts whether or not you will last at West Point at the U.S. Military Academy.
Wow.
It predicts how far you will go in the National Spelling Bee. It predicts grade point average. It predicts how many times you change your career. If you score high in grit, you don't change career very often.
Uh-huh.
So it measures what might be referred to. It also measures, interestingly enough, how much time you watch TV.
Huh. Very interesting.
Negative. The higher you score on grit, the less TV you watch.
Ah, interesting.
Now, grit, she has found, has two components. The first component is what she calls consistency of interests. And it has to do with how often you change the things that you are interested in.
Hmm.
So, you know, we were talking earlier about building a model railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an example of an interest.
Mm-hmm.
So does a person build a model railroad and then next year something else?
Right.
Or do they build a model railroad and that becomes a lifelong interest?
Right.
As opposed to, okay, that was interesting, let's go try something different.
Mm-hmm.
So consistency of interest means you tend to stay with something that you're interested in, whether it's a product or a service or whatnot.
One of the things that I'm confused, a little confused about, is I'm hearing something different. You know, to me, grit is not the same thing as being multifaceted and having a number of interests.
No, it's not. In fact, it's the opposite. So grit is being consistent in your interests and not changing from time to time.
Uh-huh.
So what she calls it consistency of interest rather than inconsistency of interest.
See, when I think of grit, maybe this is good that we're defining it, like we're getting these definitions out here. When I think of grit, I think of stick-to-itiveness. I think of perseverance. I think of believing in what you're doing so much that you're willing to, you know, you're willing to sacrifice for it.
Well, you've led to the second component of grit. The first component is consistency of interest.
Yeah.
And she identified the second component of grit as perseverance of effort.
Yeah.
And that's that stick-to-itive.
And just as I indicated when I gave my little definition, that's the intuitive part of grit. That's the what, isn't it? That's what we all seem to know about. But what we all, most of us, don't know about is that first part of it, and that's what you guys are here to talk to us about. We're gonna get them to explain that to us, folks. I'm learning some stuff. I told you we always get smarter when Pearson Jane joins us. Pearson Jane Howard are our guests. We're gonna talk about this grit thing. Do you have it? Do you have enough of it? After these messages, 20 till. Stay with us. Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Wild Englishman. He's a serious rocker. We like to rock and roll around here at the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Pearson Jane Howard are our guests, and they are good friends. They're the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and we're talking about grit. And they were just, Pearson Jane were just defining for us the two different kinds, the two different elements, I guess I should say, two different parts of grit. One is the kind that you and I would automatically think of, the stick-to-itiveness of grit. But then there's that other thing. Jane Pierce was just telling us about the other element of grit, your consistency. Was that the term he used?
Consistency of interest.
These are two different ways of expressing stick-to-itiveness. In the one sense, you stick to things when you finish what you start. But in the other sense of stick-to-itiveness, you continue with an interest over time that you started with. So it's one aspect of it is finishing, and the other aspect of it is continuing.
Yeah.
So it's two different areas.
Let me throw something out here and tell me if this is what you're talking about. In my career, I've observed a lot of entrepreneurs create something from nothing. I mean, just genius creativity. And there are two people, let's say, man and woman, doesn't matter, side by side, you know, in parallel tracks, and they both create something that's genius. But they get to a certain point, certain break point. One of them continues to innovate and to create new things and isn't able to take the company, the business they founded, to the finish line, and either fails or hires somebody who is a manager. And that person, and then the entrepreneur continues to be innovative and looking for new things. On the other side, that person creates one thing, it's a genius idea, and then that person focuses on that thing for the rest of their life and runs their business, et cetera, et cetera. Does that kind of explain what you're talking about?
Very clearly it does. I mean, the classic, one of the classic entrepreneur profiles is the creative person that has an idea for a product or service. And the good news about that creative person is that they're going to come up with ideas frequently that are marketable. The bad news is they're going to come up with ideas frequently that are marketable. So it's both a strength and a weakness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from a small business point of view, when you come up with that idea and you take it to market, that's when you need a person with grit to take charge of the idea and continue with it to allow the creative person to move on to another idea.
So,
when Pearson, our company,
go ahead, Jane.
when we first started, it was we wanted to do everything. And we had a friend who was a consultant, as we were at that time, who said to us, you really need three things, and that's what you need to promote. And we redefined our product and service offerings to our customers, and that has in essence made us successful.
Jane, he told you that you needed to focus, but did that fit your grit profile?
It has over time, because that has become the essence of what we do.
Have you modified your behavior as your grit behavior, Pierce, in order to comply with what you determined was a success?
I'm not a grit person, and I never will be. My interests are too diverse and too changing. And
yeah.
I mean, right now I'm studying a statistical technique called structural equation modeling at the age of 70. I probably should
Sorry
have studied
about that.
It.
I just snotted off there for a second, Pierce.
Yeah, I probably should have studied it 50 years ago. I'm just getting around to it. But that is not really an example of grit. It's not a bad thing, but it's not grit.
Right.
Now, just on a lighter note, by the way, we have a barbecue provider here in Charlotte that likes to have a little fun with his northern friends who come in for chopped pork.
Right.
And out in his parking lot, he has a sign up in front of a pine tree.
Cedar tree.
And it's called, it's a cedar tree, yeah. and the sign says, grit tree. In parentheses, under grit tree, it says, Griticus Americanus. and he tells people that that's where he gets his grits from, is from that tree.
The grit tree, yeah.
But let's go back to that consistency of interest element. Because when we started the company, when we started hiring employees, which was 1996, I became the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not my nature.
Ah.
And so that was the struggle.
This is before you understood the personality thing, right?
Oh, no. We were using the personality thing extensively.
You just weren't following it.
It was either Pierce or me, and
oh,
I was one with the MBA, so
yeah.
I became the manager. But ultimately, what we have done is we've brought on another partner, and she is the one who has, in her nature, that consistency of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Pierce and I proposed new ideas, she says, oh, no, cash flow is not going to, no. And so we rely on her to stick to the knitting.
Right.
And then ultimately, as we need to, we are the ones who say, we say, we've got to have this, the market's going this way. So we're reading the signs of the coming changes. And ultimately bringing her with us.
When we come back, we're going to overlay this grit equation on small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs, and see if you can see yourself in this. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Jane, give us the website, please.
Jim, our website is syntax.com. That's C-E-N-T-A-C-S. And it stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
And they can find your books there, and they can find all the personality profile work that you guys have done, all the different products that you offer to people who are trying to make sure that they hire the square peg for the square hole and the round peg for the round hole.
Absolutely.
And what about was it Duckworth, the lady who did the grit profile?
Yes,
Pierce?
Angela Duckworth.
Can we find her profile there?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd be interested in looking at that. If you guys could direct me to that later on.
Sure.
I want to quickly, as we wrap up the hour, talk to us, Pierce, about how these two, understanding these two elements of grit, the consistency side and the stick-to-itiveness side. And that's the two. Isn't that the best way to say the two? One's consistency, the other is stick-to-itiveness. Consistency meaning you stay focused or you don't, and the other is that you have the stick-to-itiveness or you don't. Talk to us about that with regard to being entrepreneurs.
A current example, let's say that an entrepreneur decides they want to use Facebook or Twitter or one of the social media for promoting their business.
Right.
And let's say they establish a goal of getting 300 people following them on Twitter. And then they reach that goal, and then they say, okay, I've done that, and then they lose interest in Twitter and,
right.
and go off in another direction. So they stuck with it until they got their 300, but then they lost interest in it. So mm-hmm. they didn't have both components of grit.
Mm-hmm.
So if they reach their goal, that's one thing. But do they stay with the interest and plummet and mine it for all it's worth? So it's the two that go together. You're consistent, and you stick with it to the completion of your goal.
And don't we have to, Jane, shouldn't we differentiate, though, between being a little bit flighty about some things and not and flighty about things that are really fundamental? In other words, you know, maybe the Twitter example is a good one, but maybe that's, you know, if I'm a little bit inconsistent with Twitter, but I do stay focused on cash flow. I do stay focused on, you know, on getting customers. But maybe Twitter just isn't interesting to me. That doesn't necessarily indict me by being inconsistent, does it?
Well, one of the things you want to look at is, we're just looking at you personally, or are we looking at you with your team?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may have some of this element, one of these elements yourself, but you may rely heavily on somebody else that works with you to bring in that other element.
Pierce, is there any right or wrong here?
Yes, there is a right or wrong, and this is one of the cautions that I want to say about grit.
Okay.
And that is, when does grit become escalation of commitment, or the sunk cost phenomenon, or the black hole phenomenon, where you start throwing good money after bad?
How do you know when to quit?
How do you know when to quit?
That's the big thing for him.
And that is huge. So grit in and of itself can transmogrify into what I call a Vietnam, if you will.
Yeah.
In the sense where you continue to pump resources into an endeavor from which you're not getting any reward.
Of my mentors once said, you got to make sure you know the difference between having a fighting chance and just having a chance to fight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's what that statement has meant more to me. That has helped me. I see, I have a tendency to commit beyond, you know, just to be bullheaded and saying, you know, I can make this work. That's my tendency. But when he told me to check my position on whether I have a fighting chance or a chance to fight, that has helped me to stop sometimes when I should have.
Yeah, when do you stop putting money into that old car and get a new one?
But then you got Napoleon Hill, who said, just move over 3 feet, right? and keep move over 3 feet and keep digging. Great information, Pierce and Jane. Thank you so much for this. Folks, we got a whole new way of looking at grit. It's not monofaceted. It's multifaceted. And you need to understand these things to understand about yourself, where to put your money, how long to put your effort into it, how far should you go. Pierce and Jane Howard, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Pleasure.
The book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Go to their website, Centacs.com, and check out that Duckworth analysis. I'm going to do that myself. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.